Remember when we said iron sharpens iron? The New Orleans Saints put that on display yet again as the offense and defense go back and forth throughout training camp day 8. We got all that and a little bit of land yet for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into another episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget, we're free and available on all podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I am your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter. You can find me every day over at USA Today's Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL, and of course, every single Monday through Friday here on Locked On Saints as your New Orleans Saints expert and credentialed member of the media. And today's episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. It's not a crisis line. It's not about self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. And they have a special offer just for you. Get 10% off of your first month at betterhelp.com/lockedon. On today's episode of Locked On Saints, the biggest story, the offense and defense going back and forth all throughout camp today. Just a microcosm of representation in terms of what we've seen from New Orleans Saints camp over the course of the first week and a half. So we'll start off with the biggest performances on offense, how the defense responded, and get you all the news and notes that you need to know around, of course, injuries, availability, attendance, all of that, including what little we know about Marshon Lattimore thus far. And actually, let's not bury the lead here. Let me update you on that very quickly. Marshon Lattimore exited the field about partway through practice, a little bit late in practice, with a trainer. He was walking under his own power, didn't seem to have any type of issue. He wasn't like wheeled off or carted off or anything like that. Walked off with a trainer. We have no updates right now in terms of what happened, why it happened, why he was taken off the field, anything like that. But remember, that's not out of the ordinary. Teams are not required to release any type of injury information at this point in the offseason. So it's not like they're hiding anything. It's not anything like that. It's just simply that's where we are in terms of the process at this time. But hopefully we see him back out on the field tomorrow. We'll see how all of that goes. All right. Of course, we are here live following training camp. So a big thanks to everybody who is here live and in the chat. Don't forget to drop that your team every day. I already see Jack Tomlinson. I think I got that right. Already out here with the your team every day. Appreciate you as always. Go ahead and drop that your team every day in the chat or in the comments. Or of course, you can hit me up on Twitter at Ross Jackson NOLA. All right, let's get it, y'all. So when we look at New Orleans Saints training camp day 8 here on this Thursday, August 4th, the big standout topic is that the offense and defense continuously went back and forth. So I thought what would be fun today is if I just kind of broke down offensive side, here's what went well, defensive side, here were the highlights, and we can sort of examine how these two units went back and forth. I think the biggest thing to keep in mind as we go through all of this is just how, I don't want to say ridiculous it is, but just how impressive it is, the turnaround that both of these units have made. Remember that the secondary over on the defensive side ended up losing both of its starting safeties going into 2022, but then they recoup guys like, or they recoup with guys like Tyrann Mathieu and Marcus May. Tyrann Mathieu was back out on the field today. We'll update on his progress a little bit later. But all of that, and then you look over at the wide receiver room that now features Michael Thomas, Chris Olave, and Jarvis Landry, and it is an absolute situation to where you have gone from potential weaknesses at both of those units to now them being the strongest, or at least amongst the strongest units on your team, matching up against one another every single day of training camp. And we got to really see the sort of fireworks that that involves today. So let's start over on the offensive side. Jarvis Landry had probably the play of the day with a one-handed catch. This was during the final period of second team drills. Andy Dalton was at quarterback. Andy Dalton takes the snap, backs up a little bit, and then starts to scramble out to the offensive left in hot pursuit or some New Orleans Saints defenders. He comes across his body to hit Jarvis Landry, who's also streaking across the field, hits him just beyond the hashes. And this is just a veteran move by Jarvis Landry. He sees his quarterback in trouble. So what does he do? He moves in the same direction as the quarterback is flushed out. And then he ends up getting targeted with that pass. And he just outruns everybody behind him, leaves everybody behind him. I mean, no one was able to keep up with Jarvis Landry. But the pass was just a little bit outside of his frame, a little bit ahead of him. So what does Jarvis Landry do? Jarvis Landry does what he has done ever since he was there at LSU, catching these one-handed passes. He did it again. Just plucked the ball out of the air. And remember that this is on third down drills, right? Spectacular catch and all that. But this is these guys working these sort of situation of third downs. You saw a lot of third down work, run work, and play action work in today's practice. So that would have been a third down conversion, right? That means that would have been a drive extending play. It could have been a drive extending play on a game winning drive. It could have been a drive extending play where you are trying to protect a lead late, or it could have been the catch that sealed the deal in terms of getting that first down and then now being able to run the clock out with a lead, right? Like situationally, these are the scenarios that you're kind of applying all of these things to, these third down drills. This is the benefit of now having Jarvis Landry in the building, because Jarvis Landry is going to make a lot of those plays. He's going to be that guy that knows quarterback's being flushed out. He's in trouble. I know exactly where I need to be. Let me get in his eyesight. Let me make sure that I'm where he needs to go. Let me make sure I'm traveling the same direction he's traveling and that I'm giving him an outlet, somewhere to go with the ball. That is where Jarvis Landry can be a game changer for you, is all of those situations when it comes to moving the chains, when it comes to converting those third downs, when it comes to picking up first downs at critical points, pivotal points in games. That's where Jarvis Landry is a football player for you and will be a massive, massive, important piece to what the New Orleans Saints will find in terms of success with their passing game in 2022. Next up, we'll go to Juwan Johnson's leaping catch. This was an absolute kind of marvel of a moment. He starts streaking down the right sideline. Jameis Winston just puts it up for him and he goes up over a defender, over the top of a defender, and it makes that big catch over his head. There was a whole thing about like Lil Jordan Humphrey years ago, who was a big guy that didn't necessarily do the big guy things. What you're seeing now with Juwan Johnson is a big guy that does all the big guy things. And that's exactly what you want from him, especially as he's converting over to that tight end position as well. Make sure you guys are dropping your questions in the comments so that I can come back to those in the evening show as we get to our pre-record there. And then I also want to highlight Deonte Hardy as well as Chris Olave's route running. Both of them in one-on-ones had just lethal cuts at one point. Bradley Roby was lined up against Deonte Hardy. Deonte Hardy kind of drives upfield, comes in as if he's going to kind of run this slant, and then breaks back out toward the outside. So kind of a little bit of a sluggo, but coming back outside, kind of like what you would do with maybe like a corner route, for instance, and just left the defender in the dust when he did that. And that double move type element is something that Deonte Hardy does like no one else. His route running just gets better and better and better every single time that we see him. And Chris Olave, it's the same situation. Chris Olave had a really nice kind of angle route or a little bit of a Texas route to where he faked that vertical push, got the defender to commit. This was Paulson Adebo in coverage, but then just cut back underneath him, left him in the dust, and it was right there available for Jameis Winston to deliver that pass close to the line of scrimmage, and he could have picked up some extra yards from it, even with all, you know, 11 defenders on the field. So just really, really good stuff we're seeing from the wide receiver core, from the wide receiver core and from Juwan Johnson, who you're hoping to really take a step forward as a tight end as well. So that's sort of the highlights over on the offensive side, but the defense should not go without being referenced because they had a pretty phenomenal day as well, including yet another fantastic day by New Orleans Saints starting cornerback Paulson Adebo, going into his second year, looking like a six-year player. I'm going to tell you why as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. And as we get to that, I want to make sure I tell you about our friends over at Built Bar, the best tasting protein bars on the market, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And right now, they've got that cookie dough chunk puff bar. So it's the chunks of cookie dough that you all know and love. Everybody loves some good cookie dough, but you also get this in the marshmallowy, super fluffy, great consistency bar, covered in 100% chocolate, but only 160 calories where you're getting those 15 grams of protein. It is an absolute marvel, and Built Bar has done it yet again. And if you don't like the puff bars, the marshmallow bars, they also have all of their standard bars as well. They have Built granola bars now. There's so many different ways for you to get your protein over at Built.com, and every single way is covered in 100% chocolate, low in sugar though, high in fiber, high in protein, low in carbs, even good for keto diets. I mean, they have a bunch of great stuff going on over at Built.com. So go and check them out today. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKED15 so you can get 15% off. Once again, that is 15% off with the promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Jumping over to the defensive side now, because they cannot be left out of this conversation as the offense and defense just continue their iron sharpens iron sort of routine, I guess, throughout the entirety of New Orleans Saints training camp. I appreciate you, as always, making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day. Big thank you to everybody that's here live in the chat. Don't forget to drop your questions so I can come back to your questions later on today. And of course, don't forget to drop that your team every day in the chat. Judah, I love you too. DC, you're the best. Appreciate y'all very much for being here and for all of the support. We are taking off here on Locked On Saints, and it ain't stopping anytime soon. We got a lot going on. And I say we, I mean you, and I mean me. All right, so let's get this going here. The New Orleans Saints defense can be one of the best, if not the best, defenses in the NFL this year. I'm not just saying that because I believe it. DeMario Davis believes it. This New Orleans Saints defense believes it. And you have to believe that you can be the best insert position group or unit here when you get into the NFL, right? You have to believe that you're going to be the best. But just watching this defense play right now, knowing that Pete Werner is still kind, pretty much working his way back. Tyrann Mathieu isn't out there for team drills just yet. Don't worry. Again, we know it's going to be a quick ramp up for him, just a little bit of a ramp up for him. We did see him take steps forward though today, but just not participating in team drills, one-on-ones, things like that. Safeties don't usually participate in one-on-ones anyway, unless you're Bryce Thompson, who tends to dominate some one-on-ones when he gets the opportunity to be physical. But this Saints defense is showing you everything that you want to see right now, including a penchant for taking the ball away. So when you see the offense and you see these things like the Jarvis Landry one-handed catch, the Juwan Johnson leaping grab, Chris Olave leaving defenders in the dust, Deontay Hardy leaving defenders in the dust, Tony Jones Jr. breaking away in a run with a pretty nice block from Trevor Penning, by the way, who had a nice day today. And I don't just mean that he didn't get into fights. I mean, he had a nice day today. He had a couple of things that we'll talk about that need to get cleaned up, but he had a pretty nice day. So when you talk now about the defense taking the ball away, what are you doing? You're putting the ball back into that offense's hands that is going to be able to put points on the board. So how did the New Orleans Saints show that today? Second year cornerback Paulson Adebo has just been remarkable throughout training camp so far. My camp MVP. In one-on-ones, he went 3-1. Over the course of the 4 one-on-ones that he had, he went up against Deontay Hardy once, Jarvis Landry once, Chris Olave twice. And his only loss was to Chris Olave, which was that route that we described earlier with the kind of the underneath cut in that kind of, you know, really, really abandoned Paulson Adebo in the back. But in those three, he had an interception, a pass breakup, and he also had another pass defensed during team drills as well. The interception is what I want to highlight though. He was matched up. Actually, I want to highlight both of these. Good. Man, he's been so good. Jarvis Landry's coming across the formation, across the field. Remember, this is one-on-ones. Paulson Adebo's in kind of a trail technique, right? You can get lost really easily in the midst of that. But Paulson Adebo continues to be physical, blankets the coverage, stays right on the hip of Jarvis Landry, completely takes away the throwing angle for Jameis Winston. Like Jameis Winston, if he would have had other routes to throw to, he would have just moved on to another route. He would have never thrown this ball. But it's one-on-ones, right? Like who else are you going to throw to? So Jameis Winston just pulls the trigger and Adebo just steps in front of the pass, gets his hands on it, falls to the ground, bobbles it around a little bit, but ultimately, you know, secures it and then racks up now his first interception of training camp. He then followed it up a little bit later on a deep route in defense against Chris Olave. He actually kind of got left behind a bit by Chris Olave, but he showed his ability to close and maintain composure. He utilized that closing speed to get in to the vicinity of Chris Olave's body, played through the hands of Chris Olave, knocked the ball out on what would have been a touchdown. Really fantastic showing by Paulson Adebo again. Bradley Roby, though, not to be kind of overshadowed at all. Bradley Roby comes up with his interception right after Paulson Adebo gets his interception in one-on-one. So he just, again, was in position. The ball was a little bit underthrown, and he was able to just turn his body and make a play on the ball as he was taking his receiver up the right sideline. So just good perimeter defense by both of these guys. Peyton Turner notched another sack on Ian Book. Yes, Peyton Turner was back today. He ended up just being able to win over on that offensive left side. He was matched up against left tackle Sage Doxeter in this one. Ended up just being able to get around the edge completely, just left him in the dust, and then pressured Ian Book. Ian Book would run away with it and all these other things, but it would have been a sack for sure. And we also got two more sacks, one from Pete Werner and one from Caden Ellis. Here's where I wanted to highlight where you still have some things to work on if you're Trevor Penning. Speed rushes to his inside shoulder. They were a big issue for him in college. They're proving to be a pretty big issue for him here in training camp as well. And the Saints aren't shying away from it. They're making him face it. They're making him work on it. The first sort of sack in this situation was Jameis Winston at quarterback. Caden Ellis was lined up just off the edge. He ends up blitzing, cutting inside on Trevor Penning's inside shoulder, his right shoulder. And Trevor Penning just couldn't adjust quick enough or take the lateral step to cut him off. And so he just blew right by him. Same thing with Pete Werner. Came from the outside, kind of threatened his outside shoulder, bounced back inside to his inside shoulder, clear path to the quarterback. Pete Werner did this extremely well in college, for sure. Did this extremely well in college, right? He was a fantastic pursuit player. So I think for Trevor Penning, this becomes a focus. How do you move laterally against these speed guys? How do you adjust, get your hands out? How do you shoot your hands against these smaller guys, make contact, all of that? So these are the things that you expect to see that the Saints will continue to work on. I love, though, that the Saints aren't keeping him from it. They're making him face it. And that's such a big element of development for these young guys. And you can get frustrated with it, or you can continue to grow. You can continue to learn from it. And so far, we're watching Trevor Penning grow and learn from it. And the Saints are putting him in this situation to where he has to face it. He has to get better. So really, really good stuff there by the New Orleans Saints defensive team, right? Defensive coaches knowing how to utilize their players to challenge the development of the offensive rookies that they need to get better and need to get up to speed. Really, really good stuff that just shows you kind of the synergy of the New Orleans Saints coaching staff, right? The coaching staff knows what the defensive coaching staff knows what the offensive coaches want to work on with their players. The offensive coaching staff knows what the defensive coaches want to work on with their players. And so they do things to complement that team building experience. It's all around. It's really good. I guess you call it team think, I suppose. So really, really, really good stuff. All right, coming up next, we want to dive next into attendance as well as health. So let me update you on Tyrann Mathieu's progress, I guess you can say. He was involved and participated in a little bit more today. And we also got to see Taysom Hill back out on the field, getting some side work in. And Dennis Allen giving us a little bit of an update in terms of what the timeline is on Taysom Hill's return and what they hope Taysom Hill is going to be able to bring to the team. We got that coming up for you as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. And we get our opportunity to do that every day here, thanks to our friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp is, like I said earlier, it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is online therapy that you can get, securely licensed professional therapists available to people all over the world. And like I've mentioned before, because I've experienced this myself as somebody that has been like avid in therapy for many years, it's really, really tough sometimes to admit or say that you want to get therapy, right? But when you finally do, sometimes it can be hard to find the right therapist. That's what I love about BetterHelp and why I actually switched over to BetterHelp as opposed to going places and doing things in person, because I was kind of limited in terms of my options for a therapist based upon who I was close to, who I was able to get to and all that. BetterHelp allows you to be in a situation instead to where you just you know, you fill out some information about yourself and then they try to pair you up with somebody that would be a good fit, and you can change just in case it doesn't work out the first time free of charge. So I can't stress enough how convenient, easy, and safe this all is. You can do these sessions via video, via phone, via online chat in case you don't want to show your face at all. And you can book it all weekly on the website or your phone. I'm telling you, it can't get any easier. So let me tell you how you can take advantage of the special offer that BetterHelp has for our listeners here at the Locked On Sports or Locked On Podcast Network. You can get 10% off of your first month over at betterhelp.com/lockedon. That's 10% off of your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/lockedon. Get it, Houdat Nation. We are wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with the news and notes that you need to know to wrap up your day, making sure you've got everything you need to know from today's New Orleans Saints training camp, including the big stuff right now in terms of attendance as well as health. So just to reiterate for those of you that maybe are here live but maybe joined a little bit later, we don't really have a big update on Marshon Lattimore. We do know that he left the field at one point. This is reported and seen by John Hendricks of Saints News Network as well as Boot Crew Media. Really, really good guy. Mentioned that Marshon Lattimore left practice with a trainer, but there's no information at this time. He was walking under his own power. He wasn't carted off. He wasn't on crutches, anything like that. He wasn't carried off, anything like that. Walked off under his own power with a trainer. So we'll see if he's back at practice tomorrow or maybe Saturday, right? Like, they might give him a day just to kind of make sure everything's all good. And hopefully it's that quick. Hopefully it's something minor, like maybe cramping or just the heat or, you know, just a little tweak or, you know, somewhere or something like that. So we don't have any update. Remember, teams are not required to give updates on injuries at this point in the offseason. And so we're not going to get one. But hopefully we'll see him back out on the field sooner rather than later. Returning from injury today, defensive end Peyton Turner, who would have notched a sack, as well as fan favorite tight end Lucas, not Nick, Kroll, Lucas Kroll, was back out there as well. Made a catch during 7-on-7. Players that got some side work in today. Wide receiver and return specialist Rashid Shaheed looks really close, y'all. He looks really close to getting back out on the field, and I'm so interested to see what he's able to bring. And, you know, he was out there working for a long, long time. And he, you know, had his helmet on, mouth guard on. He was kind of running routes with the trainers, cutting, doing all these things. So a little bit, you know, a lot of progress there in terms of what we're seeing from Rashid Shaheed. So that's good news. And hopefully we see the Weber State return specialist and record holder out on the field for the Saints here soon. Taysom Hill was also out there getting some side work in as well. We asked Dennis Allen. This is the first time we've seen Taysom Hill out there since his injury. He was working, you know, he was after practice, we've seen him work, but we haven't seen him do much during practice. This was the first time we got to see him kind of back and doing some side work with trainers. We asked Dennis Allen afterwards, New Orleans media did, about a kind of a timeline or any kind of update that they could provide on Taysom Hill. Dennis Allen said he doesn't really have an update that he could provide, but they do feel like he's getting close. And they do feel like when he gets back out on the field that he's going to be able to immediately continue to contribute as a pass catcher and from tight end, a place where they are now, you know, kind of thin right now. Now they've brought in Chris Herndon, which was helpful. Lucas Kroll was out for a couple days, but now he's back. So getting Taysom Hill back out there, he should immediately jump back into those early team reps, as we saw earlier on. And in the players that we did not see, Dylan Maben, Smoke Monday, linebacker DeMarco Jackson, and defensive end Marcus Davenport. The only new name there is linebacker DeMarco Jackson. Again, not really an update in terms of, you know, why he wasn't out there or anything like that. But, you know, he's been out there every day and he's looked pretty good when he's been out there. So, you know, you hope that you get him back sooner rather than later. Looked like it was a light day for Michael Thomas, just one day after advancing to his participation to 7-on-7 drills. But you know, today they kind of, he went through walkthroughs and then just kind of took a seat and was out of there. So that's good. You know, we're still seeing the Saints continue to ramp him up and take their time with him. I think that's smart. And safety Tyrann Mathieu advanced to individual drills today. So as Dennis Allen said yesterday, it's going to be a little bit of a ramp up, but it's not going to take very long to get him out on the field. Tyrann Mathieu did walkthroughs yesterday. He did walkthroughs again today, but then progressed to also being in individual drills. And Tyrann Mathieu mentioned, like, he was talking to us after in his post-practice presser. And one of the things that he mentioned was, you know, I was joking around with one of the coaches. He said, what if I just ran out there? Like, one of those big things that he is all about is the fact that he wants to be out there and he wants to be with his teammates for sure. So he's doing all the work that he needs in order to get all of that done. That's right, y'all. We have much, much more to update you on in the later episode today. Make sure you get your questions in the chat. I'm seeing we're dealing with some connectivity issues and stuff like that, so I think we're good to wrap it up here. Anyway, you've got all the updates that you need. You know everything you need to know around your New Orleans Saints training camp today. Appreciate your patience, depending upon what this has looked like for you over on your side, but don't worry. We're going to be back with another pre-recorded episode today to dive in a little bit deeper into the return of Tyrann Mathieu, the impact of Taysom Hill, the impact of Juwan Johnson, and just Paulson Adebo's camp so far. So much, much more on the way, and we'll also answer all of your questions. So get your questions in. Don't forget to drop that your team every day in the chat if you made it here to the end of the episode. I appreciate you so much for being here with us and for making Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. For your second listen, go and check out that Locked On NFL podcast to get all of the news and notes that you need from around the league in less than 30 minutes. I appreciate you, as always, y'all, for making me a part of your day and taking the time to say yes to Locked On Saints. I really, really, really appreciate it. As always, if you see me, say hi, and I'll see you a little bit later on today. But if you need anything else around these episodes or in between these episodes and your New Orleans Saints, make sure that you are following me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how your mom and them, and trust you that nation. I'll holla at you.